I have something for you this morning. At the very risk of losing you during the sermon, I'm going to give you something. Here you go. Everybody gets one. Here you go. Do you have a particular color you like? And I want you all to open them. Yep, take them out, open them. What color you want? You got it. All right. Our sermon today, the sermon is about the potter. What's a potter? Everybody make sure you get this in your hands because you're going to need it. Come on. Here, hold on. Somebody, guys, help them open this. You got yours open? Yes, everybody got theirs open. Everybody's got theirs open, making something. Isn't it fun, you know? Does it take you back when you were a kid, you know? Oh, I can't tell you. Pastors got their secrets. You know, our scripture today is about a potter. What does the potter do? He makes pots. He takes clay and he puts it on a wheel and he gets that wheel spinning and then he forms the clay into whatever shape he wants to, doesn't he? You know, I got some things up here on the table that are made by potters. Some of the things here on the table kind of represent me, I think. What's this one? A pie plate. On the front of it, it says, "He has filled the hungry with good things." Luke 1:53. So sometimes this represents me, doesn't it? And how about this? A chalice. At one time, this was a brown piece of clay and it was formed and it was glazed and it was molded. And it represents what? Wine or communion, right? Serving the... Now, these two are very special to me. Not the most beautiful things in the world, right? See the resemblance? One of my children made this for me. So that makes it very special, right? Makes it very special. And this one, another child made for me. It's a pitcher for communion wine. Okay? And look on the front. So it has Jesus on the front on the cross. Now, not the most, you know, symmetrical thing, you know. But it says something about who we are. And all of these things that have been made up here, in some sense, are symbolic of how I am made. You know, we all are made in the image of God. But the potter doesn't always make something right the first time. And sometimes the potter changes the design. There might even be a potter who makes a bowl and then decides, you know what? I really don't like it. So what's he do? Squishes it and makes something else. Okay? Sometimes in our life, we're like that. If we are children of God, and we are, and we believe that God is the potter, then we should be allowing God to form us, right? And sometimes God forms us in a way that's a bowl. And sometimes he forms us in a way that's a hat. And sometimes he forms us in a way that's something else. Maybe a plate. And you know, during the time of our life, he may form us and reform us and form us again. Now, it's not like he takes you and squishes you and forms you again. But he does form us. How does God form us? How are you formed?
Perhaps at the very beginning, things that have been taught us.
Things that have been taught us. When we're right, when we're children, little children, we're really like malleable clay, right? And we can be formed into many things. And the ones who would form us the most when we're little kids are who?
Our parents.
Our parents. How did your parents form you? Can you think of something that your parents formed you as? Sometimes we get formed by our parents in particular ways that the parents choose to form us, and sometimes we get formed in the ways that our parents subconsciously form us, because all of us have had the experience of looking in the mirror and going, oh my God, I'm my mother, or oh my God, I'm my father, right? Jack, have you had that experience? Sharon, you had that experience? We all sometimes get those experiences. And so when we're young, look at this. When we're young, we're formed by experiences with sometimes very subtle. But as we grow older, we sometimes take charge in our formation. And our formation is by the things that we choose to do. It might be that we are formed by choices of a career. Your choice of going into music has formed you, has it not? Your choice, Larry, of doing ministry has formed you. Dale has been formed, right? Some of us have been formed to be homemakers and raise children, and Linda up here, oh my God, I'm not sure what she's being formed into. She's going in so many different directions, and maybe that's it. Maybe you were touched by a race car driver or something when you were little, and you just got to go in all different directions. Okay? And God is constantly forming us. And, you know, even till the day we die, God can form us and remodel us and mold us into what God wants us to be and do. Okay? Just like this Play-Doh, right? We can close it up and we can form it and we can do lots of different things with it. Okay? What are you all making back there? What do you got? There's a flower here. It's beautiful. Look at that purple flower. What else is somebody making? Anybody making something? He's got a ball. A what? A world?
A world.
World. All right. How about you guys? What is that, Gino?
I have
It looks like a piece of chewed up gum.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got back here? Oh, look at this. We got another flower here. This is a, this would be a Easter lily. Look at that. What do we, what do you got over there, Marty?
Had a cookie.
How do you, would you not expect Marty to be doing a cookie? Right? How about over here? A heart. A star, what is it? An angel. An angel.
A pancake.
A pancake, all right.
Well, I was making a flower, but Mark's much better than
mine. But that's okay. Yeah, well, a Sputnik. Look at this. We got a little dog down there. Yes. Anything up here? Did you guys create anything up here? A ball. A pretzel. What is this? It's supposed to be an accordion? Okay, we got to work on that one. But yeah. Yeah. You know, it's fun to do this. But you know what? We're a little like Play-Doh, you know? If you take that Play-Doh and you make something and you just set it on its side and just leave it, what's going to happen? It's going to dry out. It's going to get hard and useless. When you drop it, it what?
It breaks.
To keep your Play-Doh, you got to do two things, right? You got to keep it moist. Whether you seal it up or add a little water to it. Didn't they used to add water to them somewhat? Keep it a little moist, seal it, wrap it so that the outside air doesn't dry it up. And you also have to work it. So it is with us. You know, there's a point in our life where we can decide that we're not going to be formed anymore by the potter. And when we're stopped being formed by the potter, you know what we'll become? Hard, dry, and brittle. Okay? Hard, dry, and brittle. So what do? We need to allow ourselves to be molded by the potter. Because God does mold us. No matter how old you are, God molds you. It may not be the way you want to be molded. Peter was molded by the Lord. Do you remember Peter was a rough, tough fisherman? He was out there catching fish, and when Jesus came out to him and said, I want to take you out in the boat and catch you some fish, he went, you're crazy. I've been fishing all day. Nothing out there. Jesus said, go out again. And Jesus began to mold him by showing him a great catch of fish. And through his life, through his experience and his walk, he was molded. When he thought he had it all down and he knew everything, Jesus was crucified. And Jesus also told Peter just beforehand, you're going to deny me three times. Peter was molded. He denied him three times. But after this time of struggle had gone on, Jesus then remolded Peter. He came to Peter and he said to Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Take care of my lambs. Do you love me? Which Peter said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Feed my sheep. And the Peter who had been frightened, who had been made in one thing as an apostle, then been frightened and hid, was now forgiven and empowered to move forward, to be the holder of the keys to the kingdom. But even in that, Jesus said, you're not done being molded. the potter isn't through with you. Because there's going to come a time in your life when somebody is going to take and put a belt around you and take you to places that you don't want to go. You've had your way, but at some point the mold is going to do this. The potter is going to do this. Because, and eventually we know, because of the witness of his faith. Peter could not be the disciple of Christ had he not allowed himself to be molded. If he didn't turn his life over to the potter, for the potter to show him a way. And when we do that, God can do wondrous things with us. He can take a not so good casting and make it into a symbol of someone's life. He can take a flat piece of clay and make it into a vessel to feed the multitude. He can take juice and make it be blood, remolded. And he can give it to us so that we might be molded again through the sacrament of communion. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to just take your clay and go set it out where it dries out and gets hard and brittle? Is that what you want? I mean, sometimes the body gets hold and brittle, but the spirit never does. Or are you going to work it? Are you going to keep it moist? Are you going to keep it in a place where it becomes valuable? Are you going to let it, the potter, mold it? Through study and prayer, fasting, works, experiences. Those are the things that God uses to mold us. Simple piece of clay. A simple piece of clay makes so much. Amen.